Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
I'm Jordan Silverman. I'm president of Venues for Monumental Sports and Entertainment.
Yes, and we're talking because obviously, you know, WTOP's covering our sports teams covering the Caps and Wizards and all the implications of them, you know, moving from DC to Alexandria, Virginia and the new complex. But I wanted to, you know, as our entertainment reporter, I wanted to cover sort of the entertainment side because I believe you guys also announced there will be an exciting new concert venue as well in Alexandria. So, yeah. So just tell me sort of the idea of, you know, that it's not just the Caps and Wiz. This is also huge for fans that used to go to concerts at Capital One Arena. Now it's going to be a big entertainment venue too, right?
Yeah, what we're really focused on and excited about is the whole entertainment district around the build out of the MSC campus at Potomac Yard. Not only will we have a world-class arena that will be the home of the Capitals and the Wizards, but also home to, you know, live entertainment as well. So not too dissimilar from what we have at Capital One right now, but adjacent to that will also be a 6,000 seat, give or take, concert venue, performing arts center that will also serve as an opportunity to hold live entertainment and other events in the entertainment district.
Awesome. So I just want to clarify what you said. Are you going to host stadium arena concerts in the sports arena as well as the 6,000 seat concert venue, or only in the is the one just for the sports and the one for the music?
No, it's our intention to have concerts in both facilities. It's a what we're delivering over there is a full 365 day campus with events at the arena between Caps and Wizards games and concerts and other kind of third party events, family shows, things of that nature, but also in the Performing Arts Center. And we say Performing Arts Center because we want to make sure that we're able to celebrate all types of arts in that space.
Gotcha. So break it down a little more for me. And just also because I'm doing two radio pieces. So I'm just, if I ask you the same thing twice, it's just for a variety of soundbites. So don't worry. Yeah. So break it down a little for me in terms of, you know, what kind, you know, how the one venue is going to be huge headliner acts kind of like are currently there at Capital One Arena. And then what you envision for the smaller 6,000 seat concert venue. You know, just give me a breakdown of like how one's for the big headliners and you name drop a few if you want that you've seen over here. And then how what the intention of what kind of acts will come to the other one.
Yeah. So what, you know, I view this as a great opportunity for MSC. Right now we have Capital One Arena where we host headliner events, but we also manage the facility at George Mason University and have events at that facility too. This would just be another layer, an opportunity for us to bring more live entertainment to the DC area with the 6,000 seat facility Performing Arts Center, having the ability to grow talent and have them play that facility and then eventually graduate up to the new facility in Potomac Yard.
Gotcha. Okay. So you mentioned the George Mason one is more similar to the 6,000 seater. Is that the Eagle Bank Arena? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Eagle Bank Arena. Okay. And you know, they're part of our future plan as well. And it's a little bit bigger than the 6,000 seat facility that we're contemplating on Potomac Yard.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. All right. So, tell me sort of, so that's sort of the intention of the two. Tell me about sort of visually how, you know, let's break each one. I want to break each one down because I can see the artist rendering sort of almost looks like there's maybe even like an outdoor kind of amphitheater-y look to the one 6,000 seater or whatever. But yeah, can you sort of visually describe how the layout of the two will be? And you can take them one at a time if you want. Do you want to start with the 6,000 seater?
Yeah, what I'll say is that right now, we have a framework for a partnership and an agreement with the state of Virginia and Alexandria. What you're seeing and looking at are some renderings based off some ideas that we've floated around. The true design work is going to really happen in the next couple of years, and with the intent to break ground in 2025. So, you know, what we envision is that 6,000 seat facility having the ability to flex outside into a fan plaza experience right at the door. Step in the entrance to both facilities, where we can have people flowing back and forth between the two facilities. Have a band that would host a pregame concert for our fans in that plaza, and really flow into the whole entertainment district that we'd be the anchor tenant for.
Gotcha. And then now describe the if you can. Obviously, it's still preliminary, and you're just sort of predicting and designing and rendering, but in terms of what the current plan anyway, What's the inside view, visual experience, fan experience of going into the larger sports and concert arena for the headliners? Like, I assume it'll be similar to like the round, you know, like the Capital One arena look. But yeah, just paint me a visual picture of what that one will look like.
Yeah, I think that the geometry of most NBA and NHL facilities is the same. So, you know, the actual interior of the bowl, you know, won't be too dissimilar from what fans have experienced at Cap One Arena to date. But what we will be able to do is really, you know, improve the fan experience. More entrances, better digital experience, the ability to get people into their seat, getting their food and beverage in a more efficient and timely manner. That's going to be kind of foundational to our design, but you know, the real design work hasn't even started yet. And it's time for us to set a vision for the project. And as we progress over the next 5 years, you know, I think that will come into clearer focus on what the campus will look like.
Right. And you said the next 5 years, is that, when's the plan for it to actually officially open?
The intent is to be in the facility for the 28-29 season.
28-29. And that's for both of these, the 6,000-seater and the main arena as well?
Correct.
Okay, cool. Talk about how, you know, how will it affect the Capital One arena itself? Like, forgive me if this is a dumb question. I'm just now reading up on all of this today, obviously the breaking news, but like, is that, so you won't still be doing concerts there, right? That will be closing down and everything will be migrated over to the new spot, right?
No, we would still love to work with the city to manage and host events at Capital One Arena.
Okay.
We still think that between, you know, what the active concert market, what we can do from citywide conventions in the citywide market, and you know, family shows, collegiate events, that there's enough content out there to make sure that all the facilities are staying open and busy. So we still see ourselves in the picture for DC for a long, long time, and think that we'll be integral to the redevelopment in the downtown DC area.
Okay, so you're not viewing it as, you know, it wouldn't be like competition between which, you know, when an artist is coming to town, you're trying to book DC versus Virginia. Like, are you trying to hope it can be, I don't know, I'm trying to think, similar to like how IMP will get an act at the Anthem, or maybe they'll do it at the Atlantis or 930 Club or Lincoln. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Is that sort of how you're viewing it?
Right. I think it will be complimentary. The reality is that, you know, for us in Capital One Arena right now, and in the new building at Potomac Yard, is we have to be pretty conservative with holding dates for the NBA and the NHL. And there are often times where we cannot host an event. And I think that, you know, the opportunity to be able to flex between the various facilities, you know, and scale across them accordingly is what's so unique and great about this. What I hope it means is more live entertainment coming to the DMV.
Okay, cool. So what you're saying then is, you know, while you're would love your, obviously, you're going to try to book amazing acts at the new venues, but I guess the idea is, if there's a Caps or a Wizards game happening that night, then maybe you'll just book it over at the current spot at Capital One Arena, if we can keep that open and keep that going. So it gives you options, I guess.
Right. I think the options are important, and also, you know, making sure that we're curating a concert menu that is calling out to all of our fans.
Gotcha. And how exciting is it, you know, tie it sort of into the idea that it's going to be near Amazon's new HQ2 headquarter development, the whole National Landing area, the new Potomac Yard metro station that was just being built. Sort of, you know, tie it into how it's an exciting time to, you know, just for that whole area and Amazon and the rest.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all about the DMV area, and it's not just about that area. This is such a tech-focused hub, especially with Amazon HQ2 there, and what is just being opened up with Virginia Tech's Innovation Campus. That's going to be literally out the back door of Capital One Arena and our neighbor, or excuse me, of Potomac Yard. And we're excited about that partnership. We think that there's a lot of opportunity and crossover between sport and technology, and are going to look for ways to kind of integrate the new technologies in the building, but also, you know, within our staff and our operation.
Cool. And tell me how easy it will be to access, you know, plug the Potomac Yard Metro availability, how close to all that it'll be.
Yeah, I mean, the Potomac Yard Metro station will drop folks off right at the front entrance to both the entertainment district with the new arena and the concert venue. I think that's what's so unique about this location is the proximity to the district border of, only being a little over a mile, 4 miles from Capital One Arena, but also the connective tissue through the existing metro that's already in space in the place.
Awesome. Well, you've been giving me a lot of good stuff. When I'm going to write an article with this, and now, when we do our journalisticy thing, it's nice to have some facts and figures along with it a little bit. Like, do you have any, and again, early projections of, like, many economic impact it's going to have, both the maybe the sports or the entertainment? You might, I'm sure you don't have them broken down individually because it's all kind of one thing with in terms of that. But yeah, do you have any early projections or numbers, or at least hopes that the economic impact it'll bring to that area of Alexandria?
I mean, we think it's going to have a huge impact. I know that there are specific numbers that are foundational to it, and we'll see if Chris can follow up with you after this. I just want to make sure we're sharing the most accurate information.
Yeah, no worries. You can shoot me an email or something. Well, then let's sort of, instead of that's the boring numbers thing, right? But let's talk some really fun stuff before we go. Like, so, man, I saw at Capital One Arena, I saw Paul McCartney and Elton John and U2 and Ed Sheeran and all these great shows there. Did you have any favorites? I don't know. I'm just trying to add a little name droppy celebrity fun sound bites from you.
What's so great about Cap One and being in Washington, D.C. is that we will get every major act coming through the market, and I think that will only continue to expand with the new entertainment district in Potomac Yard. We are so excited about the opportunity to bring more live entertainment to D.C., to the whole DMV in the D.C. area, and think that what we're doing with the new space will be great for the concert business.
Awesome. Well, do you have any personal, you, Jordan Silverman, have any personal favorite, artists that you, a good memory? I'm just trying to have a little, flavor for the radio.
My wife always told me that she married me to be able to meet Dave Matthews. So getting to deliver on that wish of hers in 2018, December of 2018, was pretty special. I'm a big Dave fan myself. Getting to see him play in an arena that I manage was an amazing experience.
And I guess, and then just if you could add a little bit of, in the idea of maybe hopefully you could bring Dave Matthews to the new one as well.
So excited for the opportunity to bring Dave and all my other favorite artists and bands, and our collective DC fandom over to Potomac Yard.
Awesome. So I think that is going to be a perfect. I'm envisioning these two radio pieces where I'll do all the big information, and then at the end, kind of end with a cool, personalized like you did with the Dave Matthews. I think that'll really make it sing for the listeners. Is there a, for my second piece, is there a similar way we could wrap up with another name drop other than Dave Matthews? Is there anything else that you or, you know what I mean, or even Ted Leonsis, was there that personally loved at Capital One that you hope to bring over? I don't know. I'm just trying to find another name drop, another celebrity you can name drop so I can kind of play some music in the background, that kind of thing. Or another favorite of yours or your wife's or anything. Yeah.
The favorite of concert that I've ever gotten to work on was a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert. To be able to have that again in a venue that I manage and being a part of seeing that from the early stages before it goes on sale, through the ticketing component, through all the production on the event day, and then getting to stand out at front of house and watch it get played off, knowing that I had a hand in pulling it off. That's what's so exciting and special about this business. And to be able to get to do that, not only at Capital One but also in Potomac Yard, that's what really excites me.
Okay, great. So that Chili Peppers one was at Capital One.
Yes.
Okay, cool. And now, all right. And you said to do at Potomac Yard is exciting. All right, cool. So that gives me two then. Great. Anything else we should talk about before we hop off here? I mean, I think I have plenty to do. I get is it's 70 acres total, right? The location.
Yeah, the entire plot of land in Potomac Yard is 70 acres. The
Okay.
monumental campus is a little over 12 of that.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha. I guess just before we go, pretend I'm not even here and you're talking directly to the WTOP listeners, you know, like, hey, DMV, you know, we invite you to come on out. And, you know, it'll be a couple years from now, obviously, but, you know, we're excited and we invite you out, something like that. Speak directly to the listeners and just, you know, tell them how excited you are.
We're so excited to get to share what we've been working with Virginia on the Potomac Yard Entertainment District, and really excited for people to get to learn more about it as we design and develop over the next course of months and years, and with the thought being 2028-9 opening.
Awesome. And so Northern Virginia will be a huge music hub then, because you got the Birchmere over there too, I'm just now thinking. And yeah, so it's going to be a big spot for music.
Right.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Happy to. Have a great day.